Mix swimming and basketball with soccer, toss in some wrestling, and you have a pretty good description of water polo. NPR's Melissa Block spent time in Southern California with the U.S. women's water polo team as they trained for the Rio Olympics. The team is ranked number one in the world and hopes to repeat as gold medal champions. There are, of course, no sure bets at the Olympics, but consider this. Since women's water polo became an Olympic sport in 2000, the U.S. women have medaled every time. When you watch water polo, you see a frenzy of churn and motion. The players advance the ball quickly down the pool by swimming with it or throwing it. Then they torpedo out of the water, launching themselves vertically, trying to slam the ball past the goalie into the net at about 40 miles an hour. That's what you see on the surface. What you don't see are the players' legs circling constantly underwater. The players aren't allowed to touch the bottom of the pool. It's deep water anyway. They're treading water the whole time, each leg circling in an opposite direction. It's a motion that has an excellent name, egg beater.
Egg beater is how we stay up.
That's goalie Ashley Johnson. She is from Florida, which makes her the only non-Californian on the team. I asked her and her teammates, Maddie Musselman, an attacker, and center Cammy Craig, to explain how they propel their bodies so high up out of the water.
You bring your knees up while you egg beater, and then you do a big breaststroke kick at the end.
Or even you can, if someone's really strong vertically, then you have really good legs egg beatering up higher. You just spin your legs faster.
I just will my body and throw everything upward and hope I make it up.
Cammy Craig describes water polo as wrestling in the water. The players get grabbed, kicked, and dunked. It's punishing for the athletes, but really fun to watch.
You know, it's pretty exciting watching people climb all over each other in the pool and how we're staying above water and keeping afloat and then getting up big, taking shots.
At age 29, Craig is a team elder. She's one of just four players returning from the 2012 Olympic champion team. And the memory of that gold medal ceremony in London, it isn't far from reach.
Tell me about that moment.
I mean, it's the most emotional moment of my life. It was incredible. You're standing up there, you're with your teammates. It makes me want to cry right now. And, you know, you're hearing your national anthem be played. You got your family in the stands. I mean, it's what we're out here for every single day, and it's what we're chasing right now, and I hope these girls get to experience the same thing.
Move up. Good, Cody.
Adam Krikorian coached that 2012 Olympic gold medal team. This new roster is young, average age 23. Krikorian wants them to stay focused, confident, and hungry.
There's going to be seven other really good teams that are all going to be gunning for us. It's part of being American and wearing those three letters on your chest. You're just, people are out to get you. I don't think, besides Americans, I don't think anyone really wants to see us do well.
Krikorian admits he also gets choked up, thinking not just about the podium moment, but also the team's long path to get there, the tough times, the struggles.
There'll be times, literally, where I'll be driving in the car and I'll just find myself in tears. The great thing is it's so great to feel that emotional and that passionate about something. You know, after the Olympics is over, you hear sometimes about how the athletes and even coaches struggle to kind of cope and make that next step. And the reason why, in my opinion, is because you have a hard time ever experiencing anything that is as powerful, something that you can be as passionate about.
The U.S. women's water polo team begins play in Rio on August 9th. The gold medal match is August 19th. Melissa Block, NPR News.